This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. Good afternoon from London. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm good. Good to be back with you, Johnny.
Been a busy old week. Of course, we spoke yesterday following those CPI numbers. We spoke before the FOMC meeting, so it'd be interesting to get your thoughts on that now. But before we do that, we had the latest PPI numbers this morning, which made interesting reading. The PPI figures lower than expected. Markets must have liked that.
Yes, and I think after the consumer price index that we got yesterday on Wednesday, we saw some progress in the inflation world. But then the question was, is producer price index or the Fed going to come steal the show and take away kind of the punch bowl from the party, if you will? And we actually got some confirmation that, in fact, we actually saw more progress in inflation. We saw the producer price index come in lighter than anticipated, and more signs of inflation headed at least in the right direction for now. And again, as you mentioned, producer price index came in light. There was a forecast on the month over month for a 0.1% increase. We actually saw a minus 0.2% decrease, leading to a year-over-year report of 2.2. So not bad compared to forecast by any means. And in terms of what the market wanted to see for inflation this week, I'm pretty sure this is the best case for them. And it is reflective in the NASDAQ and S&P 500's results, right? We saw a huge boost to both the S&P and the NASDAQ following this. A lot of rate-sensitive parts of the market really celebrated. And it's, again, the idea that if inflation does start to reel itself in a little bit, we might be on course to still see rate cuts this year. That being said, though, we still have a long ways to go. And this is one good week of data. And what we need to see, likely for the Fed to cut rates, at least in my opinion, is probably in the 2% handle for the CPI for a few months in a row. That's probably what would get the Fed to actually pull the trigger on rate cuts. So that's one in the right direction for CPI. It's another in PPI. So both the producer and consumer price indexes were a good step in the right direction. But as I mentioned with last time around when we talked about jobs data, the report before this one was actually much lower than anticipated. People got excited about that because that was disinflationary to a degree. But then the next one came around, and that one last Friday was hotter than expected. So it's just a reminder that when you get good data, the market can get very, very excited about one print and then completely erase those gains if you get something to the contrary the follow-up time. What I think is really important is that, is this the start? The question is this a start of disinflation, you know, of meaningfully getting underneath that 3% inflation CPI number on a year-over-year basis? That is the real question for markets right now, is whether or not this is a trend or if this is a one-off good print caused by some sort of blip in the data. You know, Jerome Powell also had a speech yesterday, which was very eventful that we didn't quite get to. Johnny, what did you have any, I know you saw some headlines about that.
Indeed. And I was wondering though, if Jay Powell had known about today's PPI numbers, would the speech coming out of the FOMC yesterday be any different? Because as you said, markets are saying one cut this year, maybe possibly two. With those PPI figures earlier today, do you think it would have been a different announcement yesterday?
I think that in terms of what the Fed had yesterday to say, let's recap that, and then I'll answer your question because that is a good one. Is, you know, when you talk about Jerome Powell's speech yesterday, he started out, his first opening line was that the belief from him and his committee that was overall kind of, in summary, that they had made progress on their dual mandate of keeping jobs as strong as possible, at the same time getting inflation under control, controlling prices. That's their dual mandate that they quote over and over. Well, he mentioned with some confidence as the speech started that they feel like there's some good progress on both of those fronts and that they've been overall successful in their mission overall. So again, market right off the bat was excited about that. But then there was something that came along further in the press conference or in the speech that he made, which was more along the lines of, and I'm paraphrasing here, that they think that monetary policy at where it currently sits is restrictive enough to get the job done, but there's not a 100% chance or not a full, you know, confidence that this is restrictive enough. There are signs that it is, but there was kind of this thought process that if inflation doesn't materially continue to come down, the thought is on the table that this may not be restrictive enough. And that by in terms of expectations was a bit more hawkish than people were anticipating. He came across pretty strong on inflation, saying that you haven't seen as much progress as they had hoped for at this point, but that they think the policy rate is restrictive enough. So that's kind of where you outline, Johnny, the thought process of we started this year with 3 rate cuts in the dot plot from the Fed. Yesterday, we reeled that back to just 1 rate cut on the forecast in terms of the votes from the Fed committee. So a difference in tone, but here we are with the stock markets ripping higher. The dollar index really sold off yesterday, but bounced on the speech from Jerome Powell and the press conference that ensued. So the dollar index is actually up on the day today. We're up back up to, you know, where we started almost before yesterday. So kind of a give and take, if you will, but are these inflation figures in the right direction? Yes, but it seems apparent from the Fed that they are really, you know, not committed to rate cuts as much as they are just to waiting for the data to really come in. So it seems like a very light expectation for 1 rate cut, but that is subject to change. And I kind of, in my personal opinion, would lean more towards 1 as well. I don't think that 2 rate cuts right now are on the kind of the menu unless you really see some substantial change in the data. We are seeing jobs start to slow, as I mentioned earlier. You know, we did get 1 hot print on the jobs data last time around, but job openings have consistently trended lower. Unemployment rate is now above 4% or at 4%. So you're talking about a little bit of a shift in the labor market and an interesting story playing out for what the Fed could do next.
Although you still haven't answered my question, Nick, would Jay Powell have said anything different had he known about the PPI numbers today?
Yes. And that's the thing too. So to answer your question, Johnny, to come back full circle on this, there was actually 1 question in the audience from the press conference that asked about the CPI, because of course, yesterday we had a rare instance where CPI came out on the same day as a press conference and statement and dot plot from the Federal Reserve chair. So somebody in the audience asked the same question, Johnny. They said, you know, had you known what would have happened with a CPI today, would you have had a different stance? And Powell made mention that they actually have a structural way of proceedings for days like that, where you get a CPI event in the morning and a Fed meeting in the afternoon. He said that they actually get a notification to update their stance in between the CPI and the dot plot being released, which I thought was a very interesting and very particular answer to somebody's great question, just like your own. Now, in terms of the producer price index, at least on paper, they didn't have that data until today. So possibly there would have been a little bit of a shift in the dot plot from yesterday's number had the press conference come out today. But as you also mentioned early in our conversation, is there some possibilities that they have some kind of deep reads on what is going on ahead of the data? Maybe. But the Fed, at least on paper, reiterates over and over that they have the same data as all of us. So maybe, maybe not. I think overall the dot plot may be slightly different after today, but no substantial difference. I think, again, the big one was inflation, CPI in the right direction. But the question for us and for the Fed is whether or not this is actually going to turn into a trend of disinflation again, get us back in the right direction, or if this is just a one-off print.
Okay, Trader Nick in the United States, thanks for joining us today, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Johnny. Have a good weekend.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.